Mather. Howdy, partner. Oh, wow. Super talkative, huh? What's got you in such a mood? I'm just trying to be friendly. How about I dry you? Dry you? How about I buy you a drink? Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Two beers over here. So, haven't seen you around here before. What's brought you to this sleepy town in the middle of nowhere? Passing through? No one passes through here. There's nothing to pass through to. Only people that come here have given up on life and are hiding from the law. So which one are you? Me? Lived here most of my life. Don't see the point of moving to somewhere new. And besides, since I'm one of the only doctors in town, I have an obligation to the people. You are not talkative at all, are you? I gave you some of my story. Only seems fair you share with me. Oh, looking for something. And what could you possibly be looking for out here? I've heard mentions of those troubles, though. We may be a small town. We do have law enforcement, and they haven't found anything. Don't know what you'd be looking for. Your brother was one of the ones missing. Well, I hope you do find him. That's not easy to deal with. Oh, I haven't had anyone go missing. But a couple of my friends have been affected. One lost her husband, and the other one lost her son shortly after he came back from college. Yeah, it's been hard. But I try to be there for them. I'm not great with the whole sympathy thing, though. From what I hear, about 6 or so people have gone missing. No leads, though. Police don't seem to inclined. Police don't seem too inclined to stay on the case. People come here for happy reasons anyway. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a local beer. Backs a punch, huh? When there ain't a lot around here, we do just drink to pass the time. And making strong stuff certainly helps with that. Hey, you okay? You don't look so good. Hey, Bill. I'll take this lightweight back to my place and let him sleep it off. Thanks for the beers. Alright. You come. I'm just gonna take you to my office and you can sleep this off, okay? Come on. Time to go. Almost on the dot. I'm getting good at this. Hey, sleepyhead. How's it going? Oh, no. Don't get up. not that you're good anyway. I got you restrained. Pretty good. I'm still working around with the dose, but it's really hard to eyeball body weight, too. Looks like you got down pretty good, though. I think you've been the quickest going down and recovering. Oh, sweetie. I thought you were smarter than that. You can figure it out. Come on. There you go. I knew you could figure it out. Oh, don't struggle too hard. I would hate if you hurt yourself. Makes it less fun for me if I'm not the one hurting you. You may be wondering why I'm doing this to you. The truth is, I need you. I need you so bad. You see, I'm a doctor, and I like to study people, how they tick. And I find it fascinating how they tick during sex. How they react to different stimuli. But no one wants to do the type of research I'm into. My husband started this type of study, but was shunned for all his ideas. He was brilliant and dedicated everything he had to his work, and still people rejected him. What a repressed society we live in. Yes, but you are now part of my illustrious research group. The others before you have, unfortunately not survived the rigors of my experiments. I guess we'll see if you can last longer than the rest. And now the screams. My favorite part. But no one can hear you, sweetie. You sound so much like your brother. Though he was smarter than you, he knew not to take the drinks from a stranger in a bar. But not smart enough. Took some prying and some liberal application of blunt force trauma, and he came around eventually. Oh, no, poor Bill is not in on this. He can barely rub two brain cells together on a good day. And aside, I have some leverage on him if he gets chatty. But that's enough of what I'm just going. But that's enough of that. I'm just going to gag you now. I can't focus when you're talking. And I really want to focus on you, my lovely, lovely boy. We need to get these clothes off first. You know, it would have been super easy for me to just take them off while you were unconscious. But I think it would be much more fun if I got to cut these off of you. Oh, I wouldn't struggle too much. That might cause an accident, and accidents have a tendency to hurt a lot.